With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. Attorneys for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in the Dakotas say the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers unlawfully authorized the Dakota Access Pipeline without fully assessing the risks. They are asking a judge to shut down the flow of oil while the Corps conducts a second environmental review. Standing Rock and other tribes filed a response in federal court to a document by the owners of the pipeline who said shuttering the pipeline would be a crushing economic blow to several entities. Standing Rock says the figures by Dakota Access rely on unsupported hearsay and exaggeration. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg has not yet ruled on Standing Rock's motion for an injunction to shut down the pipeline. Lawmakers and the governor's office are still undecided about calling a special session before a voter-approved medical marijuana law goes into effect. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Leaders in the House and the governor's office want to make some changes to Initiative Measure 26, the medical marijuana law. There is less support for those changes in the Senate, where leaders say they will only consider non-controversial administrative rules. Spencer Gosch is the Speaker of the Republican-controlled House.
It seems likely that we will not be having a special session in June at this point.
Governor Noem wants to add some detail to the law. Noem would set a maximum of 3 plants allowed in the home of someone approved to use medical cannabis. The governor wants to prohibit those under 21 from inhaling marijuana, and she would clarify the Department of Health's rulemaking authority. Governor Noem also wants legislators to take up a bill that she says would protect fairness in women's sports. Critics say the legislation targets the state's transgender population. Noem also wants lawmakers to decide how to spend $1.4 billion in federal coronavirus relief money. As for the likelihood of a special session this spring, Governor Noem says there's currently nothing she can confirm.
I know they're having some debates between legislative leadership teams on what they'd like to see, and you know, my staff and I are continuing to communicate with them to see what can be accomplished.
Noem issued 2 executive orders after the legislature failed to uphold her version of the women's sports bill. The voter-approved Initiative Measure 26, legalizing medical marijuana, is set to go into effect on July 1st. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Plans for a Native American-hosted community center were announced in Rapid City. The proposed Hesapa OTP Center is being planned around an approved land exchange resolution with Rapid City officials. SDPB's David Ozzetti Scott reports.
A community center was identified as a top priority within the city's Native American community. The center is still in the early stages of planning, but officials in the Hesapa OTP organization hope to have the facility approved and completed in the next 5 years. Chante Hart is a community organizer and on the board of directors for the proposed community center. She sees the center as a place of understanding for the whole community.
It's a place for us to reconnect with Native and non-Native people so that we can teach them our traditions and that we can carry on our legacy to our children. And so right now we're looking for the support of our community. We want all voices at the table. We want the input from our community. We are in the vision planning stages of our community center, and we can't do this without the voices of our community.
Hart wants a place where Rapid City's community can come together and carry on the Lakota legacy. The community center would need between 30 and 50,000 square feet of space to meet their needs. Bev Warren is a member of the board for the community center and a respected community elder. She grew up learning traditional Lakota values and wants to pass those values to the next generation.
Our values need to be kept alive and well by our example and by our teaching of the youth. The youth will have a place to come. We hopefully will have an industrial-sized kitchen where we can serve food to the children after school.
Warren says their children need that connection to their community and culture. She says a community center is an important part of keeping Lakota children engaged in education without losing touch with their traditions. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm David Ozzetti Scott in Rapid City.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.